We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He did not believe that he should be paid like a running back. He wanted to establish a new market. He said repeatedly, look at the quote, Max, back in months ago. I'm not just doing this for me. I'm doing this for a whole bunch of people in my position. It ain't right that when they say we turn 30 years of age, we automatically on the downside. It's not right for them to sit up there and marginalize and pigeonhole us by paying X amount of dollars just because we play this position, not taking into account our ability to pass, to catch passes out of the backfield. He pointed to all of these things for justification for wanting over $16 million per. He wanted to set a new market that was not established here. So I'm not saying he lost. I'm saying the win that he articulated, he was after, did not get accomplished in this ordeal.
Stephen A. Smith on ESPN right there. And I hate to do this, but I tend to agree with what Stephen A. said there. And he didn't get what he accomplished, okay? And I can agree on that. I think any reasonable person can look at what Le'Veon Bell was trying to demand, look at what he got, and say, well, mission not accomplished by Le'Veon Bell. He didn't get that which he pursued. He got money, but he didn't get the money he wanted. But what gets me, and we'll get into this more, whether or not you're happy that he didn't get his cash to the degree he wanted to get his cash. What got me more when I was actually doing my reading and kind of doing my diligence for the show today, when I woke up this morning between having my son throw up on my shoulder like three times during his first bottle of the day, was, yeah, that's fun. It was this. So many people wanted to portray him because he did not get every dime that he desired as a big loser here. I hate to be a middle of the road guy, but I almost don't feel like saying what I'm about to say is he did not win big and he did not lose big. That's not me trying to like do Mr. Oh, you know, I don't really have a take. I'm on the radio and just whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Saying that he didn't lose big qualifies as incendiary, given what I saw today. Man, you would have thought it was like Christmas come early for people. I give credit to anybody, media or otherwise, who just straight up acknowledged they were hoping to see him not get his, because at least then it shows what you were in this case. You were not an impartial observer, and in some cases, it was people whose job relies on them, you know, giving opinions. I get that. But this idea that because he didn't get $16 million per, Le'Veon Bell is a giant, like, did he take it on the chin here from the NFL, it rings hollow to me. Here's why. Here's what I'm going to say. One, if you wanted to talk about he should have played on the franchise tag, he'll never recoup that. What if he gets hurt? That's the first thing. People saying he's a loser because he didn't take that franchise tag money. If he plays for $14 million, and by the way, one of the reasons people here didn't ever want to give him long-term money was because they said he was injury-prone. Suddenly, though, everyone was taking it as fact that he would have played on the franchise tag and not gotten hurt, right? Somehow an injury-prone player you didn't want to commit money to would have had a healthy season back-to-back years for the Steelers because he would have been playing for the Steelers. Notice where this is headed. If he would have got torn up an ACL, which is believable, is it not? Does he get anywhere near $35 million on the open market guaranteed? No. Doesn't come close. That was the calculated risk. Did he flush $14 million down the toilet? Yes. Part and parcel with that is him not getting hurt playing football and possibly costing himself more. I get it. He'll never recoup that $14. But sitting out on that principle guaranteed that he would get something, and that something ended up being $35 million, which isn't a loss. Go ask Le'Veon Bell Maybe in private moments he'll say, yeah, I didn't get what I wanted. Ask him if being $35 million richer feels like a loss. I bet you he will say no, it does not. The other thing that drives me insane about this story is the way that every media outlet has portrayed the amounts of money involved here.
He turned down $70 million from the Steelers. He only got $52.5 million from the Jets.
Report the guarantee. That is what matters. The rest does not. The only thing I can say is that it's agenda-driven nonsense is the only explainer for people saying, or the only explainer for people putting out there that it was $70 million from the Steelers versus $52.5 million. It wasn't. Anyone that knows anything about NFL contracts knows that it is about the guaranteed money in the deal. With the Jets, from what we're hearing, Manish Mehta said it's going to be more clarity when the actual legal tampering period ends. From the Jets, it was what? $33.5 million or $35 million. I've heard $35 million a lot more. That's what I'll keep going with. That's $2 million more than the Steelers had guaranteed. They had their rolling guarantee structure set up. So he made more money in this deal guaranteed than he guaranteed would have with the Steelers. So stop writing it like it's 70 from the Steelers, 52.5 from the Jets. They're not worth the non-guaranteed parts of these contracts aren't worth the paper they're printed on. I'll tell you why, by the way, people want it to be this way. Want to portray things in this way. Do you know why people want to say Le'Veon Bell's the loser? Do you want to know why people say the Steelers offered him $70 million and not factually report what the actual guarantee was? Because people are mad that he didn't play for the Steelers last year. People are mad that a guy that talented, a guy who coupled with a couple other additions, should make the Jets a team that their own best beat writer thinks should have playoff expectations. People are mad that a guy that transformative with that kind of capability didn't play for the black and gold last year. After, by the way, threatening to do this, he said he might do it. And everyone said, oh, no, he welched out on saying, oh, I'll play for $14 million. People conveniently left out the backside of that quote, too, unless something extraordinary happens. And then something did. Todd Gurley got paid big. Because he's younger, because he was almost as good, because the Rams have a quarterback on a rookie deal and they can afford to do it. It's been a bunch of misrepresentations. Did Le'Veon Bell win big? No. But please, let's not call a guy that just got $35 million guaranteed to him a loser in this transaction, because he's not. Do you think that Le'Veon Bell lost? Are you happy he lost? And why do you think, more than anything else, this is what I want to explore with you guys next at 412-928-9370. And you can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. That's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations, North Huntington and North Hills. Why do you think Le'Veon Bell did not get the money that he desired? What's the best reason you can come up with for him not getting paid? And do you feel like, given what the Steelers' offer was, which was $33 million in rolling guarantees, and what the Jets' offer is, which is apparently $35 million guaranteed, do you really feel like this guy's a loser in the deal? And are you happy about it? 412-928-9370. We're taking your phone calls. We're talking Le'Veon Bell, a New York Jets, Jets running back next.
The Steelers' guarantees were only $2 million lower. The contract was higher, and he missed a whole season. So he missed all that money in one season. So, no, he didn't make out at all.
Our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette, right there, giving what I think has become a pretty commonplace opinion on the Le'Veon Bell situation. He signed with the Jets, did Bell, not Ed. Ed not signing with the Jets. Although I think Ed would take 4 years, $52.5 million. It'd be a slight pay. It'd be a pay cut from his work at the PG, but I think he would still take it. That's become a commonplace sort of assertion about this Le'Veon Bell thing. 4 years, $52.5 million, 35 of it guaranteed. Well, it's not much better than the deal the Steelers made with him. Even Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News said he probably would have been better served taking that deal from the Steelers, and I can get that. But once that ship sailed, what I will not sort of go along with is the idea that by not playing last year, he really cost himself. I am astonished at the degree to which people are willing to say that a guy they thought was injury-prone during his time here would have played under the franchise tag and suddenly been nothing but a picture of health. Also, I'm not sure I buy the idea that even if he had played and sustained a full season and been a solid, very good Le'Veon Bell, I wonder if teams would have shied away and said that's 300-plus more touches for the guy. Do we really want to pay him X, Y, and Z? He can't get the $14 million back that he would have made playing on the tag. Yes, obviously, I am not a moron. Some might dispute that. But he did, by sitting out, completely eliminate the risk of injury, at least football-related injury, and therefore have himself be at least healthy enough to command some sort of deal. I don't see him as being a guy that lost. To be fair, I don't see him as a guy that had some sort of emphatic win over the Steelers in the system either. This was a somewhere in the middle. He didn't get the money he wanted, but he got guaranteed money. I don't think he blew it. He just didn't get what he wanted. By the way, you've got two chances to win with 93.7 The Fan and Total Sports Enterprises at the Mall at Robbins. And tune in Friday, this Friday, the 15th, the Fan Morning Show, for your chance to win a mystery. A mystery. Ooh. Signed 8x10 photo. And then tune in to the PM team. That would be us, me, for your chance to win $50 in-store credit. Be sure to head over to tscshop.com for all your Steel City must-haves. Are you happy that Bell didn't get what he wanted ultimately? And do you feel, as Ed does, and as almost everyone does, that he lost in this? That he is more a loser in this entire equation than anything else? Let's go with Ryan. He's on the Fan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, I can't believe that you think that he didn't lose. Like, he was guaranteed $33 million over 2 years with the Steelers, 70 over five, you know.
He wasn't guaranteed 70, so don't say that.
No, I know he wasn't guaranteed 70, but it was a total of $70 million over 5 years. $33 million guaranteed over the first two.
Okay. So and now he's going to get 35. He's going to get $35 million guaranteed in this deal, which is more than 33. He didn't run the risk of injury, a catastrophic injury that could have completely hampered his value by playing on the tag. He forfeited $14 million to mitigate injury risk. You can say he lost because he'll never get that part of the money back, but he guaranteed that he wouldn't get hurt and hurt his earning power. And now he got $35 million. How do you call that a net loss? How could you possibly call that a loss?
Because if he signs the original deal and he stays with the Steelers, then he's getting those $14 million each year. We'd already be in the second year of the contract.
I'll stop you right there. Here's what I perceive a little bit, and you said it right there. And maybe you don't think you're feeling this way, but I think you are, and a lot of people are. On some level, people are mad that the amount of money that he ended up getting guaranteed is only $2 million more than it would have been here, and people here realize how good he is and wish he was still a Steeler. Is that a fair assessment to some degree of your feelings?
I think he was a great player. I think with him and Brown, if they had the right attitudes, we definitely could have won a Super Bowl if Ben had the right attitude too. But, I get what you're saying on that, and I am upset that he didn't stay here, but it's like he shot himself in the foot.
I understand that he's not going to get the franchise tag money back, and I understand that the rolling guarantees were probably set up such that it was essentially guaranteed. Like, what he has now is guaranteed, and the rolling guarantees would have been comparable. Ryan said it right there, and I think that was a little, like, window into the truth. Why didn't all of this boils down to, not a pleading version, but everything that people are saying about him, to me, the subtext is, why didn't you just take comparable money here? Why didn't you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler? Since this was the end game, was it worth it? Right? I could apply it to a real-life scenario, but there's not a good one coming to me right now. Or maybe somebody takes a job in another city that they don't necessarily think will be a great job, but it's a slight pay bump. But you could say, your old company made you an offer and you didn't want it. Why didn't you stay with your old company? You were happy there. We loved you at your old company. You were the best staple, you were the best TPS report filer there was. That's how I feel people are approaching this. I do. John's on the north side. Hey, John.
How you doing, man? I'm actually apathetic to whether if he's good or not. I think what it boils down to is the way him and his agent presented itself. It almost reminds me of how some guy went off on Ron and Joe earlier about, you guys in the media being white guys versus black guys. I think when you carry yourself in the way him and his agent did, you automatically put yourself on one side of the thing where it's like, okay, we're going for the money. And he honestly thought that I was getting that franchise tag money back in this next deal. And when it didn't happen, I don't think so much people happy to see him get served. He brought that on himself. And I think a lot of the times when it comes to these guys and these contracts, people are so quick to want to attack the Steelers and the teams. Most of these players who are getting these large contracts in these last couple of days are going to teams with guys who don't are not quarterbacks and not getting paid.
Wait, you think people want to attack the Steelers when this stuff happens?
No, it always does.
I feel like I'm the only guy that attacks them all the time on this.
To be full disclosure, I hope all these dudes get paid, but it's not realistic. But their union is more to blame than anything else.
So it sounds like to me you would support a player strike. Sounds to me like you A, love football, but B, would support a strike if that got them fully guaranteed deals, yes?
I've been a fan of the Larry Bird rule for football, where instead of being a true franchise tag, it's a tag that allows you to pay one offensive player, one defensive player, you know, what the market rate is, only if you draft and develop them and let it count maybe less against your cap. So these situations don't happen often.
Well, the problem with the Larry Bird rule as applied to football is roster size.
Well, no, that's why I said to guys you deem worth it. Like, so if the Steelers deem Le'Veon Bell worth it, you go in sign last, and it doesn't count as much. But as far as being happy for him, he lost, he set the standard if he was going to win or lose. Him and his agent are the ones saying, we're going to do something spectacular. It didn't happen, so by that definition, they lost.
You know,
am I happy to see him get hammered out here? No, because I like to say I'm apathetic. He's no longer a Steeler.
I hear
God
you.
God bless him. If he caused Brady and the guys up there in New England some more headaches, good for him, more power to him. But that's the way him and his agent framed it, win versus loss. We're going to do something spectacular. I'm saying thinking Lev is going to get $52, $60 million with like 40 guaranteed.
That part of it, I got to let you go, but that's a pretty good phone call right there. I'm giving out an informal caller of the day award to this point. That's fair. The way he and the agent framed some of this, although he did say way back before the Jacksonville game, you franchise me again, I'll sit out the whole year. People didn't take it seriously, and maybe the Steelers definitely should have. Pony at the time was one. I think Ed also said this. They should have just cut bait and let him go right then and there, and then he would have won bigger. So the Steelers, in that sense, maybe won by holding on to him. But John's right there. The agent frames it in a way. Bell frames it in a way that makes it tough to say that they won definitively when they were setting out for something. That's like saying, hey, we're going to win the championship this year. You don't win the championship. Oh, you didn't win then. You might not, you get to the conference finals. You didn't have a bad year. Just like you say, he didn't lose in this deal. He still got $35 million guaranteed. That becomes official in under 3 minutes. But he didn't win big. Coming up, the Steelers did make a splash, if you want to call it that, in free agency. They signed a cornerback to go opposite Joe Haden. We're going to talk to a man who knows all about the Steelers' newest defensive back, Steven Nelson. Can give us a good accounting of what he's all about on the football field because he's seen him for the last several years in Kansas City. We'll do that coming up next. First, a check of fan weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, the Pittsburgh Performance Center and your go-to dealership for new Corvettes and Camaros. High of 58 today, low of 46 tonight. Could be a shower tomorrow, but very warm. Should be an overall pretty nice day, a high of 69 degrees. An insider's view of what Steven Nelson is all about as a defensive back is coming up next here on the PM team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.